Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Joe O'Shea, who's the editor of CorkBio.ie, is with me here on Lunchtime Live. Joe, why are parking fees in Cork City Centre increasing 30% from today?
Well, it's because the Cork City Council owns two of the biggest car parks in the city centre, and they are raising prices, as you say, rates by 30% in one big jump. Now, the funny thing is that's still going to make the two council-owned car parks, they're still the cheapest places to park in Cork City Centre. But it's kind of bringing up a lot of other issues around Cork City, about car usage, about public transport, and it started a bit of a big debate, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So first of all, it's the two council car parks that are located.
Yeah.
They're North Main Street and Paul Street.
Yeah, they are. So they're both in the city centre. People who know Cork pretty well will know that the city centre is basically an island.
Yeah.
The Channel, the Lee splits into two. It's a really difficult city to drive around. I mean, the city centre can't cope with cars at all. It's been increasingly pedestrianised. And part of the problem is that Cork's a very, very car-centric place. Cork people, it's very hard to get them out of their cars. And for good reason, our bus service is notoriously terrible, unreliable. It doesn't really function. And even Bus Éireann will have admitted it doesn't function. Mm. Bus Éireann actually, a couple of years ago, instructed their drivers to speed past stops, even if there were people at them, because they needed to keep to the timetable. So that's been happening in Cork. You could be standing at a bus stop and a bus comes along. It's not full, but it still goes flying past you. At least it didn't in up until fairly recently. That policy might have changed. So, yeah, I mean, Cork's struggling to get the changes done that a lot of cities, especially in Europe, might have done 15 or 20 years ago. And this is the increase in parking fees is kind of part of all of this.
Like a 30% jump in one move,
yeah.
You know, yeah. I know council spokespeople will talk about keeping it in line with inflation. It's a fairly hefty jump, though, in one fell swoop, isn't it?
It is fairly hefty, yeah, it is. Like I said, the two councils' car parks will still be cheaper in the privately owned multi-stories.
But aren't the two biggest car parks?
Here's the thing, they're very underused. I mean, the North Main Street one has an average of 55% occupancy. So at the best of an average, it's only half full. And most of the time, it's not very busy at all. Paul Street is a bit busier. But again, Cork's, as well as with the public transport issues, Cork's a donut city, a classic donut city. The population of Cork lives outside of the city centre. They live in the big suburbs, Ballincollig, Carrigaline, Glanmire, and they stay there. They shop in shopping centres and big, like Mahon Point, these big shopping centres outside of the city. So traditionally, there's been a problem with getting people to go into the city centre in the first place, no matter how much you charge them to park there.
So just so listeners know, particularly if you're travelling to Cork or you're living in Cork or you're parking there on a regular basis. So this is happening from today, by the way. The one-hour parking rates in the North Main Street car park increase in 30%. So that's from €2.30 an hour to €3. And on Paul Street, it's from €2.70 to €3. It's an 11% rise. But if you're parking for up to 2 hours, you're going to pay 20% more in both car parks. So from €4.60 to €5.50, and then from €5.50 to €6.50. Diana is with us on the line, because Diana, you're listening to Joe there, explaining what's happening and why it's happening. I believe you frequently use these car parks, is that right?
I do. I actually grew up in that side of the city, and it's a traditionally poorer side of the city. Now there's, you know, it's very much an immigrant heavy side of the city, so it's still very poor. It's lovely. It's very multicultural. I actually really love that side of the city, but I've been there more lately, and I wouldn't mind the price of the car park going up if I knew that Cork City Council might fix the pavements outside, or that they might give some kind of subsidy. The North Main Street car park, just outside it, is a chemist that dispenses drugs to addicts. I can't remember what the drugs, but you know what I'm talking about. And I don't have a problem with that at all. But I know the security guys in there said a lot of the shops have shut because there's a lot of fighting there. You know, these things, they have social issues. There's no Gardaí on that street. You know, you can just see as soon as you walk out into the street, you know you're in a different part of the city. And it seems like Cork City Council is very happy to shave a few more quid off people who are probably struggling already.
Well,
and put
what they're saying is, the council have said in relation to this, is that there actually hasn't been an increase in the parking fees in either of these car parks for 4 years, and the increases are intended to keep charges in line with inflation. But do you have a sufficient public transport options, Diana, to navigate?
Firstly, last time I checked, inflation wasn't at 20%. So I'm not sure where they're getting their in line with inflation from there.
Well, I suppose because it hasn't gone up in 4 years. But yeah, go on.
I mean, inflation has been 20% anyway for the last 4 years. And even if it was, you know, we're supposed to be trying to cut our spending to keep interest rates down. So not only are they making it more expensive to park, but they're going to push up banking interest rates for people on mortgages, because that's the knock-on effect of this. You know, it does affect inflation. And no, I don't. I live in Cove. I do have to, you know, work in the city. And I really love that part of the city. But I'm increasingly worried when I'm going down there. And you know what I'd like to know as well? If they're so fantastic at telling us they haven't put the fees up for 4 years, can they tell us the last time they fixed the pavement in that area? Are they fixed a pothole in that area? Are they opened a youth scheme in that area? Are they, you know, fixed some of the council houses in that area? Are made social housing available in that area? Are provided shelter for women and abused
Where's the money going?
Anything. Okay. Yeah, I can tell you where the money's going. Oh, I know exactly where it's going. It's going to private parking spaces for the council employees. They all have council private parking spaces. So this isn't going to affect them.
I bet
a lot of it is going there.
We don't actually know that, Diane. I mean, you might suspect that, but we don't actually know, you know, that any additional funds have been allocated towards parking spaces for council executives or employees. I'm sure, Joe O'Shea, that's something that probably hasn't been confirmed.
No, I mean, there's a big car park right next to this Cork City Council headquarters on the Quays, and there is some parking provision for staff there, that would be fairly regular. I mean, they, you know, people need to park. If you're working in the city centre, you need to park. There are good points. I mean, and that part of the city, the North Main Street, it's a shame to see it. It's become very derelict. And when I was going up, that was kind of the historic spine of the city from Shandon Street to North Main Street to South Main Street to Barrack Street, which is where I'm from and where I live, right in the city centre. So there's a very good point. I mean, there's a very good case to be made for knocking that car park altogether on the North Main Street and actually putting in social housing or regenerating the area, because it really, really needs that.
Well, particularly if you're saying it's underused anyway as a car parking facility.
It is. Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, Cork, the heart of Cork city centre, is a bit of an orphan and has been for a long time because, again, the people who kind of make decisions about the city centre don't actually live there anymore. Cork people don't live in the heart of the city centre by and large. The non-national population of the tight city centre in Cork is something like 40%. It's incredible. It's mostly new arrivals, you know, and depopulation as well.
Okay.
Cork people fled to the suburbs in the 90s, you know.
Yeah, Martin has got in touch. He says, I actually think the private car parks in Cork are already at a shocking price. It was never cheap, but now you'd want to be doing your Christmas shopping in there to try and make it plausible, given the cost of them. Claire Clarkson is with us. Claire is an entrepreneur. How do you feel about the cost of parking fees in the city centre car parks jumping 30% from today, Claire?
Oh, I think it's absolutely horrific. I think the cities are already struggling to get people in to shop in the cities, and this is just going to damage those businesses even further, because people are just going to go, I'm not doing it. Like, who wants to go into town, park for 2 or 3 hours and just have a little mosey around, and before they know it, they've racked up a bill of 10, 12, 15 euros in parking on top of the diesel, on top of everything else. It's just too much.
Are the public, Joe mentioned the public transport options. Do many people use the public transport services that are there to come in, to shop, to browse and to spend money in the city, Claire?
Well, it really depends on your own situation, okay? If you're absolutely able-bodied, then it might be easy to use public transport. If it's local to you, then it might be easy to use it. But actually, a lot of the public transport that I've come across, it's a little bit antisocial. It's not 100% comfortable. Do you know, I don't like for my young daughters to travel on public transport into the city. I would rather bring them in. Do you know what I mean? So it's not an option for everyone. It might be an option for some, but it's not an option for everybody. And there's no affordable option for people that can't use it.
Yeah, there is a listener getting in touch to say, I mean, for people parking in Dublin city centre, you're talking about 5 or 6 quid an hour for on-street parking in some cases. There's some listeners, Claire, believe that the €3 in Cork is relatively reasonable given prices at the moment.
Well, I mean, I've parked in Dublin and I've spent scandalous money parking in Dublin. As a business owner, I bring products sometimes to different of the big kind of social multinationals in Dublin. I have to drive into the city centre and I've spent almost €60 on one day in Dublin for parking. So I understand people in Dublin going, you have it easy down in Cork. But I just think parking throughout is scandalous. I mean, whether you're in Limerick, Galway, Cork, Dublin, it's obscenely expensive to park. And the parking spaces have got pokier, like they're harder to get into.
I know, yeah, to navigate, they're, yeah.
You know, you go into the lift, they're filthy, the stairwells stink. Like you just think, for the money they charge, at least you'll be able to park in a little bit of comfort, and there is none.
Sheila's with us too, Claire. Sheila's with us on the line in County Cork as well. 087 1400 106 is the number. Can people opt not to rely on their cars and use public transport, Sheila, in Cork?
Well, it depends. It depends very much on their situation. I haven't taken my car into the city centre in a long, few years actually. Well, rarely taken it in. Because I'm lucky, I can walk in about an hour and 15 minutes and get the bus home. And when I'm retired now, but when I was working, I was also lucky that I could cycle in and stay away from the main roads, because if I tried to do it on the main roads, I wouldn't be here now. But there's a huge problem. It's the public transit system. People who are stuck for time, I mean, I'm lucky now, I can take the time and walk in. But the public transit system is an absolute disgrace. It's a bit ludicrous, actually. I mean, the buses don't come when they're supposed to come.
Yeah.
They're irregular at the best of times. And I mean, if I'm kind of tied, say I want to get the train, I can't rely on getting the bus in that situation, because there's no guarantee it can get me there in time. A couple of times I've tried that and ended up at the last minute phoning sort of frantically for a taxi to come and get me, because I was going to miss the train.
It's unreliable then?
It's totally unreliable. And so I think the whole thing, you know, the parking, yeah, parking is expensive. Running a car is expensive, no doubt about that. But the whole problem is to do with accessibility. People can't get their way in mostly. So, I mean, we need buses that run on time. I think that would solve massive.
And then people might stop driving in and out of the city centres if they could rely on the public transport. Like this texter, Sheila, listening to you, says, I too went to Cork City just last week. I lost 3 hours in total waiting for the bus in and out. So I won't be going to town again anytime soon in the bus. And it's a shame, says this listener. And another texter just got in touch to make the point today. I think people need to realise that car parks cost money to build and maintain. People have no bother dropping €4 for a takeaway coffee. So no such thing as a free dinner, suggests this listener. Patrick's on the line. Patrick, how do you feel about this 30% hike in parking fees in Cork from today?
Well, as was just said there, parking is creating these car parks. It does come at a cost. And probably, unfortunately, with a lot of these, we've gone down the road of the private sector there. And when we go down the road of the private sector, we're going down to a money-making...
Well, these are council car parks now that we're talking about in particular today.
Yeah,
that are
right. But even the council now, and we have to ask this question, the council are taking in charges in different ways. I know the hyped up rent and everything over the years. But we have to ask the question then, where is this money going, or who is it being spent on? Is it being spent to enhance the communities? Is it spent and the people in the communities? Now, when you're talking about public transport, and I was on before and I encourage people to use public transport, you have to acknowledge the point that the lady made earlier about the safety. And I know it came up in your news bulletin now about bringing pets on. Please don't go down that road. I've been in houses where there's Well, I've been in houses where there's pets and you actually know the pets. So the one thing, whatever about disruption and whatever about antisocial behaviour, the one thing I don't want is a pet on public transport. So you're encouraging people, but you have to create the environment. Okay. Now, what was mentioned there earlier as well about people working in local authority offices and whatever, what I think we should look at there, and this should be right across the country, we should look at park and ride system, that them employees, they park a certain distance outside the city and there's a small minibus or whatever.
They do actually have a lot of park and ride facilities in some of the, you know, I know in particular in Dublin, and I'm sure they have them in some parts of Cork, but you're right, they are actually, they're a great service when they're operating and working well. Let me bring in Derek for a moment there. Derek, how do you feel about these increased car parking charges?
Good morning, afternoon. Well, I think it gives a very negative impression of feeling, especially in cities and towns, because a lot of the cities and towns now are starting to die because of the out-of-town shopping centres, and people have free parking when they go out to their big shopping centres. Yeah. And a lot of businesses are in cities and towns now are closing down because of it. Because people are turned off by having to pay parking. And I think there's something to be gained. Like if businesses are closing down and moving out to the private shopping centres, the council are losing money in rent and rates. So it's a win-win for everybody to get more people into the towns and the cities, so you can have more vibrant city and town and you have more shops. But increasing parking charges are just going to deter people from coming in, and you'll see more businesses. And if the footfall isn't there, the businesses will close, and or they'll move out to the suburbs.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Where you have free parking, you know, it's a much more attractive offering for shoppers and for workers if they can, you know, to park their car out in some of the kind of the retail units and maybe use public transport services to commute in and out to the city centre. John in Cork has got in touch to say, I actually wouldn't risk using the bus service for an important appointment in Cork if I had a medical appointment, for example, because I find the whole service totally unreliable. And Des in Gorey has got in touch to say, car parking prices in Dublin city centre have doubled in the past 6 years. It used to cost me €8 in 2020 to park my car. It now costs me €16, and I paid that actually only as recently as yesterday. Just on a final point, Joe, this is coming into effect from today. Has there been much political reaction to this in Cork?
Not a lot, really, to be honest with you. I mean, it's kind of been seen as par for the course, and it doesn't affect a lot of people. I know that sounds kind of strange, but, you know, a lot of Cork people will not come into Cork City Centre from Christmas to Christmas. You know, that's just the way things are. It might change. Hopefully it will change. One thing worth pointing out, especially to visitors, there's a very good park and ride bus service from a place called Black Ash, which is just outside the city centre. And if you want to go shopping in Cork city centre, which you should, because it's a great place to shop and getting better all the time, use the park and ride. That's a great way to get in.
Simple as that. Joe O'Shea, also thanks to all the listeners for getting in touch. Diana, Sheila, Patrick, Claire, also as well, Derek and Shannon, thanks so much for your time. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.